I'm Todd Morris with Mission Network News. Turkish fighter jets killed 11 people in Syria last Sunday. Turkey says the attack was a response to an Istanbul explosion the week before. That bombing killed 6 people and injured 81 in a tourism-heavy street. Bruce Allen is with FMI.
There was a woman, the alleged perpetrator, named Alhem Albashir, and she can be seen on security camera footage planting the suspicious package that was, in fact, the bomb. Subsequent information released about her indicated that she was trained by the PYD, a Syrian Kurdish group.
Immediately after the attack, Turkey instituted an internet blackout. In a time of fear and uncertainty, please pray the love of Turkish Christians would reveal Jesus.
Pastor Dante, an FMI partner serving in Istanbul, he's just asking for prayers for calm to be restored to the city.
Church-centric Bible translation enters a critical phase in Sudan. Over the past year, Unfolding Word trained local believers and gave them the tools necessary to translate Scripture. Now these believers will take their first independent steps. Arne oversees a Sudanese Arabic translation project for Unfolding Word.
We're training the Sudanese Arabic network, introducing to them the next step in their journey, which is what we call the equipping journey, but it's really a step up from the open Bible stories. And we'll be looking at various different topics that all Christians need to know.
Unfolding Word partners with church planning networks to teach local believers how to translate God's Word. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries, Sat7, a Christian satellite TV ministry to the Middle East and North Africa, offers a free prayer guide. Get yours at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Todd Morris.